The thing is that I've heard this one, and it refers to her. Stephanie, not overweight at all. Stephanie in very good shape. The only part of her that's gargantuan is her feet. So keep that in mind when you hear In Love with the Hooves to the tune of
Hootie and the Blowfish.
Hootie and the Blowfish. I only want to be with you. How about me knowing that?
Nice.
That's the one where he has Dan Marino in the video because they're pals. They clown around together. All right, so here is a song about Stephanie's feet. It's called In Love with Hooves. My wonderful girlfriend, who I've never said was overweight because she's absolutely not, stunningly beautiful. However, has huge feet. Just want to make that clear. I don't want to get any emails from her.
What is this about me, Nick?
Touch his girlfriend, Stacy is a Jew. He found her while she was being hosed off at the zoo. It just took one look from those cow eyes. And he was hooked from then and now he can't deny. He's gotta face the truth. He's in love with the girl with hooves. The word bridal has nothing to do with wife. That's what he puts on Stacy before he takes a ride. He's going to marry her. He bought a ring. Correct me if I'm wrong. There's laws against those things. He's throwing away his youth. He's in love with the girl with hooves. There's nothing we can do. He's in love with a girl with hooves.
Good. Hey.
All right. Well, that one won't win. I'll tell you why. Because my girlfriend's name is Stephanie.
Right. Yeah. He called her Stacy.
But nonetheless, it was very funny. However, I don't want anyone to get the idea that my girlfriend's a cow. She just has the feet of an elephant. Let's get the stereotype.
I think you made that point.
All right. Thank you very much. I'm done with that now. All right, now here's one that makes fun of Jimmy. It's called Jimmy's Jew Bust.
Do we have time?
And they're making fun of
sure.
Jimmy's his Jewish religion and his heritage and his faith. Here you go.
So watch out, 'cause Jimmy, he's a money whore.
Oh. And by the way, Jimmy doesn't have man boobs. I do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get your stereotypes straight.
All right.
It definitely had the, I think, the meanness you were looking for with, like, you know, regular guys having sex with your mom. That's on the right path. Mm-hmm.
Well, the funniest line was, I dropped it.
Yeah,
I dropped
that was
the
good.
Penny on the penny floor. Yeah.
That was funny.
All right. The deadline is what time tomorrow?
5:30 tomorrow. That's the close of business. Okay. You won't be able to get him in before that. Let's give an example of one of the good ones we've got. And they've all been pretty good, but there's probably about five that are in contention. What we're going to do is probably play about 10 of them on Friday and kind of just vote here in studio. Here's an example. I know Leslie really likes this one a lot. This is called Retards and Freaks. It's a Don Miller Morning Show ball bust.
That bastard Wally thinks it's fine to shower with his child. Sticks to Leslie anyway. And then if I touch her lovely obnoxious with a double chin, oh, if you think you're
life's a mess. Just tune in and listen to him. Oh, oh, oh. His Jewish girlfriend's putting her hook down from a wedding ring. Oh, it's the Don Miller morning show where the DJs are retards and freaks. In fact, you tell me how stupid are you? You're the star and you're working for free.
And did I mention Calandro's gay?
Yes, he is. And there you go. Email us an MP3, Don Miller at 99X.com, or send in. You can FedEx a CD or a tape today.
Just bring it by the station.
Absolutely. You come by here to pick up your prizes. If you want to. You know what's funny is if we were giving away just 311 tickets, people would go ballistic trying to win. I mean, we've been getting a lot of entries, but if you give away just Curiosa tour tickets, yeah, people would go ballistic. But somehow people have a hard time quantifying any 599X shows this summer.
And so, that includes seeing The Cure at 311.
Yeah, they're having trouble wrapping their arms around that. What? No. Five? What?
Now, that's not specific enough. If I want to win a prize, I want to win one prize. You tell me what it is.
You give me too many choices. I can't sit in here and make it and decide.
Yeah, you could go to 99X.com to the concert board. And you could look at all the shows, and then you can pick five.
Yep, right, see?
And
mm-hmm.
you'll get a pair of tickets to all five of those. So it's better than one show. You see?
You see? I don't get that. That's something crazy there. They're trying to pull one over on us.
Yeah, they're trying to pull the flim-flam skibbity scam. You know they're just giving it to someone they know. All right, well, you heard the Stephanie Hoove song, and it's ironic that we received that one today. Because I have a quick story to tell coming up at 8 o'clock that Lisa Barron witnessed. There was something broke in the house, and
due to Hoovery?
You know, one can take you can assume anything right now. And then we're gonna have that hot chick from the UPN on, and I guess they're taping us for television. And the Dave St. Dave Morning Show replay coming up at 9 o'clock. If every Monday morning at 8 a.m. our alter ego is the Dave St. Dave Morning Show. Interview a horrible guest. And we did it yesterday. A guy who said he was abducted by aliens. So we'll replay that if you missed it at 9 o'clock. It is the Don Miller Morning Show on 99X.
The Don Miller Morning Show. Leslie Frim.
F off, Wally. You don't know what you're talking about.
The Don Miller Morning Show. 99X.